This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We've been talking about, of course, a little bit about the election. We'll check in on some of the various results for those of us who actually care about liberty. I am curious to see, for instance, how Shane Hazel did down in Georgia. He was the Libertarian candidate, or is the Libertarian candidate for governor down there. They actually let him into one of the debates.
Wow.
Wow.
So, curious to see if he does better because of that. And, normally Libertarians can't expect much more than 1% to 2% in a three-way race, so we'll keep an eye on that one.
I lost my race. That's not a surprise to anyone, but the results are in. I lost.
Well, now they know that you're not a Republican, are you? Your day is over.
Do we know how the percentages were yet?
No, the numbers aren't in.
It's too early. Okay. So we'll check in on that a little bit later. We've been talking about PFAs, which are some kind of long chemical name. Conan, you say they're called the forever chemicals. We're going to dig a little bit further into that because you've got more on that story. But first, we're going to the phones where we have Robert on the line calling us from Maine. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Here over next door in Maine, we have a big PFAS problem, PFAS we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening was people were drinking their water bottles and ingesting the PFAS.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the bathroom and it goes to the sewage plant. And all that sewage is treated. And they had all the sludge, which is organic matter. So they encouraged farmers to take it and spread it on their fields. And now it's showing up in dairy cattle and milk, vegetables. All these farms are now contaminated, their fields, after spreading contaminated sludge for years over their farms.
Yeah, it's the same here in New Hampshire. It's the same in Vermont. Vermont's making a big deal about it, where they're basically asking the farmers to say, hey, look, we have too much sludge. Please come and get it. And sludge is the processed human waste, which is going on these crops. And they're like, and some states are like, no, you can't put this on organic food, or we can't classify it as organic, but you can put it on your corn that you're feeding to your cows. The only problem is, guess what? It going into the corn, and then it's going into the cows, and then the cows are being milked and or eaten, and it's still going into the humans. So this stuff, when I say it's forever, it doesn't just break down in the body. It stays, and it goes through the breast milk, and it gets into you. And
okay, so what are you going to do about it then?
Well,
sounds like you're screwed.
Well, the first step is we have to have this conversation. We have to let people know that this is out there, and it's actually affecting you.
That's going to be my primary question, because I'm not convinced that it's having any effect. Like, sure, we can study and see that it's there, but whether or not it's actually having any effect on people's health or their bodies or their livelihoods, human beings are living longer than ever. What do you have to
say? Actually, this year, the human lifespan has decreased by 1 year.
What do you have to say about it, Robert?
Well, it's a big problem here, and it pops up in the news and the papers every so often. And, yeah, they're looking into it about health problems, and mostly is poor farmers. They're now, their farms are ruined. They don't know what to do with them all. They can't graze on it. They can't grow on it. Some guy had to get rid of all his cattle, all his milk cows. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, wouldn't this be happening everywhere? It's not just, shouldn't it just not be affecting Maine, but wouldn't this be happening on all farms all over the place?
It depends on the legislators who actually are attacking. I take it in Maine they're making this a big deal, and they're actually preventing farmers from doing business that have been affected by the sludge.
Yeah.
Classic example of government overreach.
Well, no. This is another, and I haven't gotten to this point yet, but I don't trust these people who are coming up and making a huge deal out of this, because what does it really come down to? It comes down to getting rid of cows who have been affected by this, and cattle and food that have been affected by this, and what's the main ingredient in plastic?
Petroleum.
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 So the whole, so the end of this might actually be an activist group who are trying to prevent, are trying to weed out and find all and eliminate this from the equation, which is plastic or petroleum, and of course meat.
There's almost certainly bigger issues for human beings to deal with. I mean, we're swimming in a Wi-Fi radioactive soup 24/7 from, and I'm not.
No, you're not one of those.
No, I'm not saying there's necessarily anything bad, but we don't know.
We don't have 5G in Keene yet.
Yes, yeah, we do.
I have 5G right here.
Yeah, no, not the 5G that is the worrisome. Little towers.
I'm not saying any of it's bad. I'm saying we don't know whether or not it's bad. We have no idea.
I know. This stuff was eliminated 100 years ago. Created 100 years ago. It's taken this long for us to really see the effects and to study the effects.
How do you know what the effects are of it? Like, how are they studying
it? Yeah, we can't differentiate. Well, I mean, we've been pumping carcinogens into the atmosphere for the last century as well. That's
a way
bigger issue.
How do you know what's doing the damage?
Yeah.
How do you know where,
good question.
Causation, correlation is not causation.
How can you trust this group? How can you say that they have no agenda and that they're unbiased?
Which group are we talking about?
This particular this is Kim Trust.
This is where you're reading the story from. What's Kim Trust?
It's a
C H E M. I thought you were saying Kim, K I M. C H Chem, like chemical. Chem Trust.
Correct.
Okay, and they've got an agenda, is what you're saying.
I believe that they do.
What do you think, Robert? I mean, you're kind of just listening to all this, but you called in, so what
I know. I'll have to go back and read up on what's going on here in Maine and who's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it is a problem they're talking about every so often in the news.
All right, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
This could totally be a Davos elite agenda to eliminate cows, which they hate, to eliminate plastic, which they hate
because of oil companies. There's a big thing. I just saw the other day, probably 2 days ago, I saw a video online of some guy with like some sort of air-compressed paint canister that he was walking along the Bank of England's front area and just spraying the hell out of their walls with, like, bright orange paint. Now, I mean,
was it just spray paint? It was something else? Something other?
It was, like, it wasn't spray paint, per se. He had, like, some crazy canister that had some, I don't know how it was projecting.
Was this like a government worker or like an activist?
No, like an activist. And he was just painting the hell out of the Bank of England with orange spray paint, just walking all up and down.
You sure it wasn't tomato soup? Because that's what they're using these days. They're splashing it on the...
It was really bright.
They're splashing it on the paintings and whatnot.
I mean, it could have been, but it looked like bright orange paint to me. But anyway, he's making this big mess, and then the camera who's following him, he walks off, and the camera follows over to another woman who's got like a spray can, and she is spraying stop oil or something like that, something real simple, something very anti-oil. And of course, as you're referencing, there's these people going into art galleries, and they're throwing up potatoes on paintings, they're gluing their hands to paintings, they're
tomato soup
on paintings, like they're just destroying artwork.
And these are the young kids who have been taught at a very young age that the world is going to end, and now I guess it's what, like 9-10 years?
They're torture victims, and I can't blame them for being traumatized by what their parents and society did to them. However, on the subject of these PFAs or what...
PFAS or PFAs, I don't know how to say it.
I have a hard time taking it seriously because 2 years ago, everyone was freaking out about this cold that was going around, and everyone locked down. They changed society to deal with it.
Yeah, but Ari, I wasn't freaking out about that.
But
I am concerned about this.
But I, as a skeptic, I don't have any reason to believe that this is any different from that. It's just people freaking out about it. Instead of COVID-19, now it's PFAs.
Except no one is talking about. Have you heard about this from anything? You've heard of BPAs, right?
I've heard of BPAs.
But have you ever heard about the forever chemicals? Ever?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
The caller we just talked to, apparently it's all over Maine.
Because Maine some legislators in Maine have actually started to crap down on the farmers. That's when you start noticing that when the farmers start coming out.
Some U.S. states locked down before New Hampshire did, too. Just because we weren't the first to lock down didn't mean that COVID-19 was serious or not serious.
Yeah.
Well, I think you bring up a good point, Conan, in that, you know, maybe there's an agenda at work behind this. I'm not saying these things are good for you, per se, but maybe they're not as bad as they want you to believe. It's really hard to know.
Well,
it
I
really
mean...
I sure do love my PFAs.
she drinks from her... Is that a used or a brand new water bottle?
It's absolutely used. I refilled that here last night at the studio.
It reminds me of the
from city water, too, right?
It's filtered.
City water's decent here.
It's poop water.
It reminds me...
It's got chlorine in it.
Yeah.
At least we don't put fluoride in our water.
Florida?
Thank God for that. That's why I love living in Keene.
Don't you remember Florida water, dude?
Tastes like farts.
The
sulfur water in Florida?
Yeah. The Keene tap water is so much better.
I can taste the chlorine every single time.
In moments, you can join us on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. I've got some callers that we're going to get on here shortly, but I do want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It is your source for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get the headlines from today all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find that and more over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix. com. We got some election results that are coming in, but we'll wait on those. We'll give them a little bit later on here tonight. Of course, we've got our eyes on some of the more interesting liberty-oriented candidates that are out there. It's Ian Arya and Conan in the studio tonight. Conan, you've been telling us about these PFAS. These are chemicals.
PFAS or PFAS or whatever you want to call them. Forever chemicals.
Being used in like food packaging and you know, various different things like that.
Cosmetics.
Really?
Your plastic bottles.
But in the actual, like, nail polish or the bottle that's holding the nail polish?
Conditioners, foundation creams, sunscreen. Even if PFA is worn in your sunscreen, you shouldn't even be using sunscreen. People stop using the sunscreen.
Yeah, there's I've heard the claims that sunscreen actually causes cancer.
Oh, yeah. And not to mention, it eliminates the vitamin D getting into your body and the sunlight.
I get a lot of compliments on my skin, which I think is a kind of a weird compliment to offer someone, but I've never, except for when I was a child and my grandmother forced me to do it, I've never used sunscreen.
I've never used it.
Let's go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. Renee is on the line in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Renee.
Yeah, I want to make two comments. One's about China and fentanyl. One's about that plastic stuff.
All right.
The plastic society, because we have spoiled with the lightweight qualities and the variety of plastic, we're facilitators to, I'd say, I'm just using my imagination and being derogatory, the plastic cartel. And the plastic cartel makes millions of dollars. There's supposedly some good plastics out there that don't bleed poisons, but for the most part, plastic should not be anywhere around food.
I agree.
Clothing, machinery. But because it turns into microplastics, it gets into the food source, it gets into your body, causes cancer. It's like plastic, according to the properties it have, cause four different maladies. One being cancer. I forgot the three others.
Liver damage.
Again?
It's real bad for your liver.
Yeah, and people complain. So they're not going back to the old days with glass bottles and glass containers, which cracked and were heavy, and you had to be physically fit to move all this stuff around. You already got to be physically fit to move around water bottles, but they're lighter. People don't want to go back to the heavy stuff. They're at die of cancer, I think, than be healthy and have glass bottles.
I don't think it's the weight that really bothers me. Like, if I had an option between a glass bottle and a plastic bottle that were, if they were identical in size and shape, I'm not sure the additional weight of the glass would really bother me.
Well, of course, as he pointed out, glass is more likely to break. If you drop a glass bottle, you've got a big mess to clean up. If you drop a plastic bottle, the only mess is if you happen to have it uncapped, right?
And when you're done with the plastic bottle, you just throw it in the trash. You don't have to take it back home with you.
Right. You know, I think that a lot of this is getting really concerned over something that we still don't really know what is going to happen with. Although I think ultimately, if people aren't living as long, they really need to look at their habits more so than anything else. I think you're going to have a bigger problem on your hands if all you're drinking is soda all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Than drinking some water out of a damn plastic water bottle. I mean, that's why Americans are fat, and that's why they're dying and having heart attacks.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like, you have to look at all of the problems, the bigger picture. But I am looking at all of these different elements that could be affecting me, my lifespan, and I'm getting off of the industrial grid, as you could say.
However, because of the prevalence of PFAS in all manner of food and stuff, you can't.
Absolutely. I have to, just like freedom, I have to convince both of you, everyone in this room, that freedom is the answer. Otherwise, I'll never get that. I'll never get there. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with the plastic. I have to convince everyone that this is a problem. And yes, there are plastics that you could probably eat food in, and it's all right. But what about all the other plastics that are going right in the landfill and are going right into your water supply? So, yeah, we're just having a conversation.
Ray, yeah. Your other point about fentanyl?
About China and fentanyl. I mean, you know, I'm not going to do like, how you call that singer, the one that made the remarks.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't pull a yay on the don't pull a yay.
I'm not gonna do that. But on the History Channel, some Asiatic cultures have like revenge practices on historical events instead of fresh events, and dealing with the Chinese. If you look at Chinese history and American and British history, at one time, with of course I'm sure Chinese gangster facilitators and entrepreneurs, they had the Boxer Rebellion because British businessmen bought poppies and made cocaine, and it like wrecked a whole bunch of the Chinese.
I've heard this theory. Population. I've heard this theory, Renee. I know where you're going with this.
The poppies would be for heroin, yeah, but yeah. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
No, but the theory being is that because historically the English, the Marine Corps, British Marine Corps, and the American Marine Corps defeated the Chinese nationalists when they're upset about that happening to their population. Maybe they're also historically trying to get enjoying it as a revenge tactic, screwing us with opiates.
Well, and even if that's true, the really simple solution here would be to legalize opiates.
Legalize drugs, yeah, that's absolutely true. Thank you, Renee, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
I don't think it's so much. There might be some of that element. There might be generational revenge theory going on here, but I think they're just real good business people. This is what the American, the U.S. consumers want, and the Chinese are just filling that void. They're good business people.
Well, I don't think they want fentanyl, though. It just happens to be cheap, so they're substituting heroin with it or whatever.
Because of the war on drugs.
Well, and remember, it's probably your local dealers that are doing that, right? So because of the war on drugs, these dealers are unscrupulous. And like if you go and you buy something from CVS, you buy aspirin, you always get aspirin 100% of the time, right?
We hope.
But, well, I mean,
according to the FDA, who can you trust
according
those?
According to the market. I mean, the market's going to give you what you are expecting.
Right, right.
Excedrin has never poisoned me.
Right, unless you take 40 of them or whatever, right?
Right.
So anyway, in the black market, you have unscrupulous dealers who are buying a product that will have whatever level of purity it is. And because they want to make more money, they cut it with things like fentanyl.
Yep.
And then they have more product to sell for a lower price.
Except this guy's never done it before because the last guy's in jail.
Yeah.
So he's filling that void. He's filling that spot. He doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And he kills someone or a bunch of people.
Even if he did know how to do it, as a customer, I wouldn't want to use that dealer. I would,
if you knew.
And I'm not a heroin customer, obviously. But
you would have to know.
Right, I would prefer the dealer who was selling, you know, actual pure.
The one
heroin.
With the one with ratings, the one that his clientele are all alive and they're walking around. It's like, I want to deal with this guy because his clients,
if that's the
are
case,
walking.
You got to get on. You got to get on the black market on the dark web because then that's the only place you get ratings for drug sellers. Anyway, more coming up here in moments. You can join us at 603-283-6160, and this is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close, a new poll out says inflation and abortion are leading the list of voter concerns. That's according to an exit poll by NBC News. Almost a third of voters named inflation as the most important issue this year. this as voting issues are popping up across the country this election day. In Arizona, a few dozen voting centers in the state's largest county had issues counting ballots and also printing them. But according to Board of Supervisors President in Maricopa County, Bill Gates, no one was prevented from voting.
It's frustrating, but that's why I'm so grateful for all the people who worked on this. This was a tough issue. People were trying to figure it out. And now that we've got a solution, really pleased. But again, even when we had this and we hadn't figured out the solution, people were still able to vote.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here and whatever you want at 603-283-6160, whether it's the election or these forever chemicals that may be seeping into food and beverages from packagings. Conan is very concerned about this. Ari and I, not so much.
I'm not convinced there's anything to be concerned about.
Seems like. But you can weigh in on anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. And join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. We do have our own social media site at social.freetalklive.com. And that is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Any old time you want to, and some of the hosts as well over at social.freetalklive.com. You know, I noticed that there have been some extra sign-ups in the last several days. Now, we don't get a whole lot of sign-ups in general, so, like, when we have 5 sign-ups, it's a lot extra than what we would normally have.
Well, usually we had, like, a few a week, and, like, between 5 and 10 maybe a week. Well, lately, like, we've been getting...
Most of them are spam bots, so we usually reject them. But, yeah, we've had several recently.
It's been, like, 5 to 10 a day.
Nah, not quite.
Really?
Not quite. Maybe, like, 2 or 3. Okay. But, anyway, I approved somebody recently, and then within the first 24 hours, this dude made, like, 3 reports. He snitched out 3 people for what they're, you know, the content that they were posting to the server. And when you sign up for the Free Talk Live social media server, it makes it pretty clear that we don't have a lot of rules, but one thing we don't want to deal with is people snitching on other people.
Dude, new dude, this isn't Twitter.
Yeah, use the block button is what we say when you sign up. This dude comes right in and starts reporting people. So I went ahead and just got rid of him because, you know, he obviously didn't know where he was. He was somebody who didn't, you know, he didn't reference the show in his sign up, and you don't have to. Like
we know exactly who he was. He was a Twitter escapee.
He's a leftist coming from Twitter.
Was this the guy who put in his comments that he's looking for a, or he's filling out Mastodon because he's leaving Twitter or something? There was
I don't know if he specifically mentioned Twitter, but it was pretty obvious he was lefty based on what he was posting. But it wasn't so much that I was upset about the content of his posts, just the fact that he was snitching on people. It's like, you're on the wrong server, dude. So, like, clearly he didn't read the terms of service, which are like one paragraph. It's not a whole lot that you have to
read. Good news for him is, as I'm told, Mastodon is a liberal haven.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We are
an anomaly over here in our corner where you can basically post anything you want.
I
don't even know. Do you have any? I haven't seen your rules of service.
There's no spam and no stitching.
So no spam bops and no stitching. All right, that's it. Yeah, everything else is good to go.
You can't post illegal stuff, obviously. But
today that, you know, we don't even have to look at these reports.
No,
right. I went through and I cleared them out. Basically, I just went through and marked them all as resolved and made them
nothing,
go away. But then we don't. We get the reports, sure, but. We don't have to actually even bother to go to resolve them.
No.
I mean, it's probably good to make sure it's not illegal content that we could get in trouble for having on our server.
It's almost always somebody complaining about someone's opinion.
Yes, Karen's.
By the way, I've been spending a lot more time on the using the Mastodon. I like the program. I've never been a big Twitter guy. All I can say is the way that they crop it, the sharing of images and video and whatnot, it is horribly cropped.
Yeah.
So you have to click on it to see it, and it's like, they could do better. They could do a lot better than this. There are enough people who are getting on
Maybe
this.
Maybe it's the application that you're using to access Mastodon.
Probably Mastodon.
On my computer? I'm actually using the browser. I think I might actually have an app on my phone. It's the same. The app on my phone and the browser on my large-ass computer.
Well, it is what it is, you know. Like, it's open-source software. It's got some problems, but it does mostly what you need it to do.
I like it. Get
Check
on it,
it
people.
Check it out at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mark Edge, our co-host, calling from... I didn't have a chance to ask you, Mark. Where are you tonight?
I don't reveal my whereabouts.
You've been revealing your whereabouts for the last week on Facebook.
You post pictures on Facebook and Insta all the damn time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you posted something really interesting
recently.
Oh, I'm glad
people fell for my trap. I don't post those pictures until after I leave whatever political business I'm there.
Okay. Smart.
You got us.
Very clever.
Well, he was most recently in Prague.
Social media.
He was in Prague, yeah.
How else are we going to stay connected with you, Mark? You're just like my family, man. I don't get to talk to them, but I get to see their picture, their Christmas pictures.
Thank you.
So what are you calling about?
My question is, I'm watching the election results come in, and congratulations on retaining Sununu. And I want to know, like, what's the Free Stater opinion on the election? Like, what am I supposed to be rooting for? What's Liberty want out of this election in New Hampshire?
Well, we were kind of we wanted that 4% from a Libertarian.
4%
from
what
I'm seeing, it's not going to happen. The last I looked at Jeremy Kaufman, he was at like 2.1%, and it seemed to be trending downward.
And what about the governor options?
Neither's breaking 1%.
Wow.
Yeah. Not so great there.
Mark, I know exactly where you're going with this, and I agree. I was driving to the polls today, and I was just like, what the hell am I doing? Just wasting 15, 20 minutes of my life just doing this? It's just dumb.
I only went because I wanted to help Carlin Barashenko and Jeremy Kaufman. Those were the only elections I really cared about because those were the ones where it could matter, right? We only have to get to 4%. That's not a terribly high threshold. It's an achievable threshold, let's put it that way. And me going to vote actually made a little difference toward hitting that threshold, an inconsequential difference. But, you know, it helps to have libertarians out there doing that sort of thing. That's why I did it. But as far as any hope that we were going to achieve liberty, liberty's never going to be won at the ballot box.
No doubt. Yeah, we need to get more liberty activists to migrate here. You know, whether they join the Free State Project or not is obviously up to them. But I think as far as what liberty-minded people can take away from this election is still, we don't know because it's too early, right? Like, the polls literally just closed here an hour and a half ago. We're still getting initial results right now. There's only about 10 or 20 percent, depending on which ones you look at, reporting. But I think the real big question is how many Free Staters how many people who the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed, which is the most principled pro-liberty organization in the United States, probably, as far as state-level elections are concerned, how many of their endorsed candidates are going to make it into office? How many of them are going to defeat whoever their opponent was, usually Democrats, and make it into office? Many of them are running as Republicans. Many free staters run as Republicans here in New Hampshire. So that's a big question, is what is the Liberty contingent going to look like as of tomorrow? Is it going to be larger than it is today? Because in 2020, at the last state election, we elected more free staters and more liberty-minded people, people who might even describe themselves as, you know, voluntarists or anarchists, more than we ever had in the past. And that was, and we did more in 2018, and then more than that in 2020. So can we increase those numbers? I think that's the biggest question here, because this year the Democrats have been on the attack like they never have in the past. We have seen previously in other elections over the last decade or so, we've seen certain elections be targeted by, you know, the statists that are in power, that are trying to out the free stater or talk trash about the free stater, but never a full-on frontal attack in every single race with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars spent attacking and outing free staters all over the state. So it'll be interesting to see if the Democrats have some success at that and they manage to keep free staters from increasing their numbers, or worse, actually lowering the number of free staters and New Hampshire Liberty Alliance elected. So I think that, to me at least, is probably the largest question of this this election for those of us here that care about freedom.
Absolutely.
Did I answer your question?
Well, it did. Thank you very much for it. May I take a shot at answering the question?
Okay.
Great. So I've looked at it, and what the conclusion that I've come to is that free staters are good at some of this process, and they're bad at some of this process. So I'd like to look at what they're good at. They're good at getting elected. There are a lot of free staters throughout the state of New Hampshire, you know, libertarians, that's a term I prefer to use, libertarians at all levels. They've managed to get in because, you know, they're involved in their community, they care about politics, you know, they want to serve, they want their ideas out, and it's working.
Well, that thought. We're going to continue here in moments. Mark is on the line with us, calling in for the first time in a while. He's been traveling around, going to Prague, appearing at conventions and things like that. And he's got opinions about the place he no longer spends any time. We'll share that here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can join us as well here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you. They are for free. And I want to say thank you to Free Talk Live listeners like Dan Krafcik. He is a gold-level supporter of our AMPS program. Dan is contributing at least $10 a month to do that, and we only ask for $5, so thank you, Dan, for going above and beyond with that over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks there as well for helping us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live like Dan has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. So Mark was getting into telling us his thoughts on the election results, which we really don't know yet, but apparently, Aria, you didn't win here in Keene.
I did not expect
in
to.
In your race, which, yeah, it's a hardcore Democrat town for the most part, and you ran as a Republican.
I intended to run as a Democrat, but I, you know, put off changing my registration until it was too late, and I was like, oh, okay, screw it, I'll just run as a Republican. I don't know. I'm starting to think it may be worth it to go out there, collect signatures, and run as a Libertarian.
It's probably not worth it to collect signatures.
How many do you, like 150?
It's it, for a state rep, yeah, it'd be 150 valid, so you want to shoot for 300, but they all have to come from the same
ward.
See, my goal isn't to win, though, and I don't think that's what would make it worth it. My goal is to have the largest impact possible, and I think that me running as a Republican, it's run its course, it's not being helpful, it's not achieving anything for liberty. And I think I would encounter so much resistance among the Democrats, especially here in Keene, that it's a pointless endeavor for me to try to run anything. They have enough people. They can fill every slot if they want to.
I think it might be fun if you showed up at a Democrats meeting just to see how it went. It could be interesting. Anyway, Mark,
I'll give it a shot, but, you know.
What were you going to say about your thoughts here?
Yeah, I think that what we're about 15 years into the free project, and I think we can start drawing some conclusions. You know, I'm looking at the election results. It looks like Maggie Hassan may squeak by. She may not. You know, maybe tomorrow I look foolish. But either way, it looks like it's going to be close between this bulldog guy and Maggie Hassan.
Doesn't look close right now. It's 60-40.
In whose favor?
Hassan. There's not But what's the percentage in?
15%.
Yeah, but one of the things you've been watching elections longer than I have, certainly, Mark, but one of the things I've noticed is that the early results are almost indicative of what the final results are. Even though only 1% is reported, that percentage, that 60 to 40, that's pretty much going to be the end results once 100% have reported as well.
Well, I think that there's the history isn't that great of a teacher on this one because things really sort of changed with the pandemic and the way that voting systems worked around the United States. So we don't have a lot of information. And one thing that we can say is that early voters tend to be Democrats because the Republicans always think the fix is in, so they want to vote day up.
Somehow we don't have early voting in New Hampshire. That's for the record.
Yep. I know. I several times couldn't vote at my town meeting because I happened to be out of town on that day.
Yeah, actually, we were talking about this earlier. New Hampshire apparently scored the most difficult state of all 50 states in which to vote, interestingly.
Although they did have mail-in ballots, because
there's absentee.
I put that as reason number one on the 101 reasons why New Hampshire should be.
I agree. That was my argument, Mark. I agree with you.
Because what you let everybody vote, a whole bunch of morons vote.
That's why democracy sucks.
Okay, so what were you saying? Were you trying to say that these federal elections matter? Because I don't think anybody here agrees with that.
Well, they do matter. Yeah. Well, you absolutely do care about federal elections.
Absolutely not.
No, we don't, because they don't change the underlying bureaucrats behind them.
I don't give one whit about what happens at the federal elections.
Okay, let me finish.
Okay.
Tell us what we think,
Mark. The federal election is only a statewide election. There are no federal elections. Federal elections don't occur in the United States of America.
Okay.
Only state elections occur. The only time that you will vote in the United States, you will vote in a statewide election for maybe some electors, maybe for a senator. In some a few small cases, you'll vote for the statewide House critter. But that's it. There's no people in California voting against people in Idaho because that happens in the Electoral College. So you want a statewide vote on whether or not New Hampshire should secede. And the question that I would ask you is, would a Hassan voter vote to secede from the United States? Because I don't think they would. I think they're a milquetoast, lame, mamby-pamby voter that wouldn't sacrifice anything to get something better.
Well, we know that right now the vast majority of people in New Hampshire are not ready for independence. Yeah. We did some polling this summer that makes it very clear it's only just a little less than 1 out of 3 people are ready to see New Hampshire be an independent nation. So we've got a lot of persuading to do.
To be fair, I don't think a large majority of the Bolduc supporters would vote for secession. They're all patriots. They want they want the government.
They want a national state where they can shove it down the throats of the Democrats.
I gave the Republicans the opportunity to enshrine secession in the New Hampshire GOP platform.
And they shot that down.
They said, no, this is an anathema to the Republican Party.
That's anathema.
Yeah. They made an official statement.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
So I would like you to consider for a second that the Free State Project and its adherents, libertarians posing as Democrats and Republicans in New Hampshire, have limited political capital. Right. And that they should use if they wish to be successful, they should use that political capital wisely rather than using it foolishly. And
well, that's obviously up to judgment as far as what's wise and what's foolish. But clearly, most of them are playing the game. Most of them are doing exactly what you're saying. They're watering down their viewpoint. They're playing the game and they're being very slow with how they're approaching things. Thankfully, though, we have a few people who are willing to actually take a risk and put something principled forward. So I think we need all the approaches.
Well, maybe that's what you think, but I think that otherwise. I think that those people.
Okay, well, you don't live here anymore.
Actually, of course, you should attack me based on that. I shouldn't have an opinion about how.
You can have an opinion, but why would anybody respect it?
One of the reasons I left New Hampshire is because of what we're talking about right now. There's too many clowns messing everything up, pooping in the punch bowl, and you guys are going to lose as a result. You're not going to be able to pull it off.
Who are the clowns?
Far more worried.
Put on a suit is what he's saying. put on a suit and start taking the system seriously, right?
Stop with the secession nonsense. That's what I'm saying. If the Free State Project developed a plan,
sorry, bro, not going to stop.
Was reasonable and it would work for everybody.
There's no central plan that's going to work here, dude. You have to understand, and I'm sure you do. It's probably one of the reasons why you left. Apparently, is that you can't centrally plan freedom. You can't. You certainly can't centrally manage libertarians. They're going to do what they want to do.
Decentralization isn't chaos, and you can have a decentralized plan. Bitcoin is a thing. It's not decentralized. It's not one person wanting money to be this thing and one person wanting money to be that thing. Bitcoin is a thing, and it is decentralized.
I don't agree. I don't think you can have a decentralized plan. Anarchy is certainly the mother of order, but that's not because a bunch of anarchists are sitting around planning on how things go. It's because each individual is just doing what they think is best, and that creates this net effect that is order.
I don't think that that's what anarchy is, but I think
scholars for centuries would disagree with you.
All right. Well, I don't think that that's good. I'm glad. I want to disagree with anybody who thinks that anarchy is something worth talking about. But what I would say is that if we had a plan, and that plan would be something like, a constitutional amendment that would make it so that you needed 2/3 of the New Hampshire House and 2/3 of the New Hampshire Senate to pass a bill.
It's a great proposal.
Something you can pass. You can talk.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Talk to your
Why don't you talk to one of the state representatives and have them put that forward?
I talked to state representatives and tried to get the most restrictive gun ownership laws in America undone, and they dirty tricks in the back room got my bill crushed. It really took the life out of me on something.
Yeah,
like
a lot
that.
Of times you have to try this stuff more than once, right? Like, so when you first try something, thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. When you first, put something forward, you pretty much have to expect it's not going to work out. You can't let it get you down. You
I didn't
come
beat
at
Super
it.
Mario Brothers the very first time I played it, man. I died a couple of times.
Yeah, you got to come at it again and again and again. It took decades to try to get the marijuana laws repealed or to get them changed, even. You got to get through. You got to get new ideas through the heads of octogenarians and septuagenarians. The good news is we've got time on our side. We've got liberty activists that are getting elected in their 40s and their 50s. And then, some of these people are literally going to die.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.